Davy Crockett by Gina D.B. Clement. Chapter 1. Young Davy. Davy Crockett was born on August 17, 1787, in Greene County, Tennessee. In 1787, America was a new nation. Most of the territory was a wilderness. Davy Crockett was born in the wilderness. His father, John Crockett, was an Irish immigrant. He fought in the American Revolution. He was a very courageous man. Davy had a difficult childhood. His family was poor. When he was 12 years old, his father said,
"Davy, our family doesn't have any money. You must go to work as a cattle herder."
"All right, father,"
said Davy.
"I'm happy to help the family."
Davy traveled 400 miles on foot. He took cattle from Tennessee to other places. When he finished his work, he was far from home. He was lost. Davy walked 400 miles. When he returned home, he was very tired. Davy gave his father the money he made. His father was happy and said,
"Thank you, Davy. Now we have some money for the winter months."
"I can do it again to help the family,"
Davy answered. The years passed. Davy went to school when he had time. He spent most of his time hunting in the forest. He was the best shooter and hunter in Tennessee. He entered many shooting competitions and won them all. He called his rifle Old Betsy. For years, Davy hunted bears and other wild animals. He was a trapper. Once he hunted 100 bears in 6 months. It was dangerous to hunt bears, but Davy was very courageous and strong. He knew the forest well. The Indians were his good friends. He ran fast and was a strong fighter. He fought with the wildcats of the mountains. Some people said that one day, Davy saw a raccoon in a tree. He wanted to shoot it, but the raccoon saw him and said,
"Wait a minute. Are you Davy Crockett?"
Davy answered,
"Yes, I am."
The raccoon answered,
"Then don't shoot. I'll come down from the tree."
And the raccoon came down from the tree.